your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, in the previous section, Jimmy and I opined on FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony on Thursday. That would be obviously the 13th of July. Jimmy, can you elaborate on what I just said, please?
Yeah, so we talked in the initial segment here, we talked about the Bank of America issues with the FBI, and we started talking about the Ukrainian request, the SBU, their intelligence service request to the FBI to silence social media sites in the United States and around the world in order to censor them that might have been providing information that they deemed inappropriate.
Jimmy, what type of information would the Ukraine view as being inappropriate?
Well, here's the interesting angle.
Yeah.
So the Ukraine Intelligence Service contacts with the FBI
Okay. Were
also providing information. So this is complicated, but here's what happened. The Ukrainian intelligence, this is when the war kicked off, when the Russians invaded. The Ukrainian Intelligence Service had close ties with Russia and, in fact, had some Russian operatives that were working for the Ukrainian Intelligence Service. That intelligence service were getting Ukrainian or requesting FBI censor and reach out to social media companies to silence information that painted actually Russia in a bad light.
Now, wait a minute. We're talking about the Ukraine and then we flip over to Russia.
We're talking, again, this is complicated, Al. Listen to me carefully. The Ukrainian intelligence service had been compromised and knowingly was compromised by Russian intelligence operatives
Okay. Working
for Russia at the invasion. But those people within the Ukrainian intelligence service that were connected to Russia were actually asking the FBI to censor, to reach out to social media companies to silence information that might have gone against Russia. Some of it was to go against, that was going against Ukraine, but
right.
Some of it was to go against Russia. And one of those media, social media outlets that the FBI shut down was actually a U.S. State Department Russian language social media site.
Are you kidding me?
No. So this stuff is insane. The FBI is clearly out of control and has no idea how to manage its problems right now with its censorship efforts and then who it's connected to. So they were operating on behalf of a foreign government, no matter what, even if it was just Ukraine. They were operating on the behest of a foreign government in order to silence American social media outlets and Canadian, apparently, as well. So here's our FBI doing the dirty work for other foreign operations. And one of these operations that the FBI shut down was actually a U.S. government website supporting U.S. government interests that was in Russian.
Supporting U.S. government interests where, Jimmy?
It was in Russian language.
Okay, but where?
In Russia. I mean,
okay, it was in Russia.
To see. It's a social media site, so it's on the internet.
Okay, and
so it's not in a specific targeted place, but it's available, and it was a social media site by the State Department in Russian that was supporting U.S. national security interests or U.S. diplomatic interests. And the FBI had it shut down at the request of Ukrainian intelligence services.
Now, that doesn't make sense to me. Why would they do that?
Because they're stupid. Because they were out of control. I mean, this is the problem. Why would they do that? It doesn't make any sense unless they're operating in order to appease people without a good control mechanism. They don't know what they're doing right now. It is very clear the FBI does not know what it's doing, and it's willing to push the limits on information control in order to achieve its own political ends rather than understanding either U.S. law or the limitations it should have with these types of powers.
I want you to elaborate on that, Jimmy Bai. And when I say elaborate, I want to know the reason that you believe that this is a negative thing for the United States.
Well, I mean, okay, so if the U.S. State Department has a social media effort
right.
for U.S. interests,
right.
and our own FBI, our own law enforcement agency, shuts it down because at the request of a foreign government, how is that good for American policy?
Well, of course it's not. But why would that foreign government be Russia's enemy, Ukraine, as opposed to another government?
Well, according to the information the FBI had, and according to the Congressional Oversight Committee, the FBI knew that the Ukrainian intelligence service had been compromised by Russia intelligence services. So if that is in fact true, they were still responding to the Ukrainian intelligence service that may have been undermining U.S. objectives to support Ukraine in the war. It's complicated, but it's sickening. And it does show a lack of control, a lack of understanding, a lack of intelligence rigor.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know. I agree with you, Jim. I just don't understand the rationale between a sophisticated group of people doing something like that. I don't get it, man. I'm sorry.
Well, why are they going? I mean, why are they doing all the things that they're doing right now? I don't think they're that sophisticated. I think they're being manipulated and maneuvered by external forces. And that's the embarrassing part. That's what's so dangerous to U.S. national security. That's what's so dangerous to the U.S. Constitution, is people inside Washington losing control because of these massive bureaucracies and this overwhelming effort of power that they have.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. But for example, Al, remember your fifth grade grammatics, for God's sakes. In the example that you gave in the prior segment, you were talking about the FBI and the Bank of America. That is very, very dangerous, very, very, very Orwellian, and very, very stupid. I want you to elaborate on that, Jim.
Well, no, that was just, again, this is all consistent with the FBI overreach and the power that they've encompassed, that they've used now, with very limited oversight and unwilling to actually make, to explain themselves. But it looks like they're being manipulated, not just by Ukraine, but also by Russia, based on their own information. And that's what's so sad. To see one of the premier, world's premier law enforcement agencies really crumble this rapidly. And it comes to the fact, I'll be quick here for just a second.
Well, no, we have Jim. We've got to finish this in the next segment. You guys stick around. Time for the top of the hour news.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.